Greetings, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, presenting your daily financial services new app wrap today on Saturday, the 27th of September, 2025. We aim to deliver the crucial financial news impacting both consumers and businesses. Our first noteworthy story is the urgent cry from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, commonly known as ASIC, for reforms in insurers' claims handling practices. The Commission pinpoints significant gaps, such as overseeing expert reports, transparency issues in cash settlement messages, and dispute resolution delays due to inadequate resources. These deficiencies could lead to compliance breaches and potential harm to consumers, particularly tradespeople and small business owners. ASIC has persistently emphasized the need for addressed reforms and improved practices to uphold trust. Keeping the theme of financial regulation, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, has implored Australia to repair its budgets and augment business investment. Eye-opening data shows business investment is around 30% weaker than expected, marking a near four-decade low and challenging a private sector-led recovery. The OECD's statements underpin the vital need for balanced fiscal policies to guarantee not only social welfare, but also economic growth and stability. Highlighting the economic concerns further, a recently publicized report by consulting firm McKinsey & Company emphasizes Australia's current financial challenges. Alarmingly, our country ranks 30th out of 35 wealthy nations, with zero labor productivity growth since 2016. Matters are further compromised due to a severe slump in business investment. The report pushes Australians to adopt effective financial planning, develop skills, diversify income, and make informed investment decisions to secure a prosperous future, despite the bleak outlook. Interestingly, it's not all doom and gloom in the financial sphere. Australia's wealthiest 200 individuals are now worth a collective $667.8 billion, highlighting an impressive resilience amid economic uncertainties. However, can this concentration of wealth truly be celebrated as everyday Australians continue to grapple with rising living costs and stagnant wages? There's a pressing need for policies promoting inclusive growth and prosperity for all Australians. As we wrap up today's report, remember, whether you're a consumer or a business owner, staying well informed on these economic issues and trends is essential. For more information and professional financial advice on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, be sure to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off from the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. Take care, Australia. Until next time.